When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
We now return to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It is 7:09 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 of the phone numbers. We'll have more tickets to give away to see Bert Kreischer this Saturday at the Mojave Theater. Ticket show start tonight. Taping his new special, and it is, for the most part, sold out. I think they might have opened some promoter holes yesterday, but for the most part, the shows are all sold out. We've got your tickets to give away. I'll try to blow away a pair every hour before we get out of here today. Right now, it's time to check in with Galvin. He's got today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Today's news is brought to you by Pelt Shoes. 4th of July is tomorrow. We've been talking about it. It's coming up on us. Well, Pelt has their big 4th of July weekend clearance sale going on, and it's happening all weekend long. So make sure you stop into any of the Pelt locations. They have 6 of them throughout Pinellas, Sarasota, and Fort Myers. You get some new dress shoes, flip-flops, athletic shoes, some of the comfort shoes, those UFOs recovery sandals. They're fantastic.
Wearing them now.
Yeah, do it. Be American. Get some great deals. They're going to have clearance markdowns on all your favorite brands. Get into Pelts. Make sure you tell them Galvin from the Mike Calta Show sent you. So Hurricane Beryl roared through open waters Tuesday as a powerful Category 4 storm heading towards Jamaica after earlier crossing islands in the Southwest Caribbean, killing at least 6 people.
Wow.
Hurricane warning was in effect for Jamaica, Grand Cayman, and Little Cayman. Beryl was losing intensity but was forecast to be a near major hurricane strength when it passes over Jamaica early this morning, near Cayman Islands on Thursday, into Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula on Friday. That's according to the National Hurricane Center.
So nice to not have to stress out about one, man.
Yeah, well, I'm stressing out more.
Well, I mean, yeah, because we're not even in the full season, and it's already coming in strong.
The fact that they're saying this is the earliest that there's ever been a hurricane of that magnitude, right, that strength.
Starting out as a 4.
Oof, man, yeah. That's not a good sign.
Yeah. They're blown west.
I feel like every year, though, they're saying it's either the first biggest one or the first.
No, every year
this.
They say it's going to be a high volume, but
this
then
is the
this
earliest.
One.
Yeah,
this is the earliest for one that size, but yeah, they always definitely hype it up.
Yeah.
But it's good to be prepared, you know, whatever you can do to prepare and get ready for it and stuff, canned food and the water and all that stuff, and make sure that you have proper stuff, whether your garage door or your windows.
Yeah, what do you care? You're going to lose this whore island.
What's that?
Whore island's the only thing going down. What are you going to save? Your PlayStation?
Is your in-soaked mattress going to blow out of the backyard?
Yeah. It's just gaming systems.
And the big thing is because last year there was no named storm that hit land.
Right. So you were due.
So that's usually how they predict the next year, because last year nothing hit land. They're thinking this year is going to be the big year, basically.
Every year is the big year.
Jamaica.
It seems now that every one of these is a Cat 4 or higher.
Does Chad have his bug out bag ready to go to start doing all the insurance stuff, getting up on people's roofs?
Yes. Yeah. He's hoping that something.
Oh, come on. Wow. I don't hope that, Chad.
Well, he doesn't hope that it hits Florida, but he's hoping maybe like Louisiana. So they always
screw
get
them.
Hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Screw those guys.
I often think about what the preparation is, what we're going to do here. The problem with my house is so many goddamn windows. And I worry about that, you know, like the back part of my house, a lot of windows. So I worry about windows blowing through. But this is, I think, the safest room.
I have different scenarios, like different preparations, things for different stuff, whatever. If there's like a shooter or something, preparation A, all the way up to for hurricanes, preparation H.
Okay.
That was a long way to go over that.
I liked it.
But regardless, 6 and 9, I'm out.
You don't have shutters for all the windows upstairs, the hurricane shutters? Oh, I didn't know that.
Come yeah.
on. So upstairs is not the problem. Yeah. Upstairs is fine. It's the first floor in the back of the house. But by the way, the pool is. There's too many open windows there.
Just tape a bunch of cookies up there. You'll be fine.
No.
Right? Cookies.
Yeah, cookies.
Why cookies?
Oh, Mike. For, yeah.
Where the hell, Mike?
Oh. yeah, no, I got a... I don't know what to do there. I don't know what kind of windows are on this house. There may be, you know, good windows on there already, but when this room would be the safest room because there's no windows. It has cinder block on three sides, and it's got a wall built in front of a hurricane rated door. So
that's
pretty
good.
This should be the room.
Yeah. The last time when I was in high school, I forget which hurricane came through. It might have been Charlie. When it came through, we have shutters on our downstairs. We have a couple sets of sliding glass doors.
Yeah.
And even with the shutters up, the doors would still bow because of the wind.
The wind.
That was
the
pressure. Yeah, that was the craziest thing I've ever experienced.
For sure.
Yeah, I was in Miami for Hurricane Andrew, and I've never seen anything like that before. That was, even with the windows boarded up, I could still see the transistor boxes?
Yeah.
Transformers
blowing up.
Yeah.
And I could see the green lights outside. It was insane.
Have you ever been in a house where a window's broken during a hurricane and you got that howl?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Can I just point out that you said transistors and we all go transistors and Joe goes transformers. We go, yeah, transformers.
Well, that's what it was. Transformers.
No, I know. But
I just figured it out.
Like, that's it.
Yeah, that was insane to be down there. And then the best part about it was nobody had cell phones yet. And the power went out immediately. Like as soon as the wind blew through, the power went out. And we're all just sitting there, like, in the living room. It's blown by. We're all safe but kind of weird. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, ring, the phone just rings. And we all looked at the phone, and I went, hello? And it was Frankie and DJ calling from New York. You're in the hurricane, dude? Yeah, I'm in the middle of it now, and you idiots are calling. Because it was all underground phone lines.
Yeah.
So they worked just fine the whole time we had phone during the hurricane.
Awesome.
I'm just going to call my friends, see what you
want. President Joe Biden on Tuesday blamed jet lag for his recent from his recent travels overseas for his disastrous debate performance last week, even though he returned to the United States 12 days before taking the stage with former President Donald Trump. Biden is facing immense pressure from Democrats following his poor debate showing, made the excuse while addressing donors at a campaign fundraiser in Virginia outside Washington, saying, quote, I didn't have my best night. I wasn't very smart. I decided to travel around the world a couple of times going through I don't know how many time zones.
Even if that's true, that's still a bad look.
Yeah.
Like,
that doesn't make it, like, I believe him when he says that. You're a tired old man.
Right.
That's not good.
Well, that's his new thing that he's been doing. I'm not a young man. I'm not. You don't have to tell anyone that.
I'm a tired old man, and I'm 30 years younger than he is.
Yeah, that's not a good excuse.
Like, are you ready for me to blow your mind?
Yes.
You ready for this?
Bring it.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama would beat former President Donald Trump in a hypothetical 2024 matchup, according to a new poll. The wife of former President Barack Obama is among the names being touted as a possible replacement for President Joe Biden, who is facing pressure to step down from the Democratic Party nominee following the presidential debate. A Reuters poll found that she was the only top Democrat put before respondents who would trounce Trump in a hypothetical matchup. The poll found 50% of registered voters would vote for Obama if the election were held today, while Trump would get 39% of the votes.
You're all idiots.
Yeah, but...
You're all idiots.
What have I been telling you the whole time?
Oh, yeah. I refuse to believe it out of common sense, but there is no common sense left in this world.
We've been saying this for months.
Yeah.
Oh, months.
Years.
We got it.
Years. Years. For years.
Yeah. But do you know what? It's hard to... I still can't believe it, but I also believe that there is a large group of people, and I mean a large group of people, that are still would bet their lives that Michelle Obama is a man.
Yeah.
That's why we'll never be able to accomplish anything.
A large group of people.
Yeah, I think there's a large group of people. Like, if you said to me, oh, I know this lady Shirley, and she's crazy. She insists that Michelle Obama is a man. That's one person. I believe there's a group of people in this world that still believe she's a man.
How many people do you know that think that personally, that truly think that?
Yeah, I don't think I know anybody except for that one lady that emails me every day.
Does anybody want to speak up real quick?
Carmen?
What?
Mm-hmm. You're the one that always says it.
Believes.
Listen, I do not believe. I'm just saying question everything. Don't believe anything they tell you.
Follow the baloney.
And, I mean, we've all seen that video of her dancing and something flopping around in her pants. Oh,
maybe she had a loose lady part. Or maybe she had
lady parts are not that big.
You don't know.
The only time I ever bought into it was that photo of Obama when he's young and he's got his arm around that guy.
That looks
and they're
just
both smiling.
Like...
And then they have a photo of him and Michelle Obama together, and that's the same person.
Right.
Could be Photoshopped.
That's what I said. I said in the moment, I believed it because I saw the photo, but who knows?
Listen, I've seen a picture of Billy Joel Eilish, so
that's true.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You can tell me aliens landed in, Red Rocks? Everybody said they saw an alien the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't believe anything anymore because... I heard Stephen Stamkos say F Tampa yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
I know. I think it's starting to feel like that may be the point after all this is just to get everybody not to be able to believe anything.
Believe anything. Yeah.
So now you're all left going, nah, what's up? I don't know anything.
Ever since I saw that bear chase the lady on the ski slope and it wasn't real, and I was like, that looks so real. It's unbelievable.
With each week that goes by, that video of the ex-Russian KGB agent from the 80s talking about how to totally destabilize and destroy America from within starts to feel more and more real, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I saw this video where a midget ran and jumped and landed in a bowl of soup.
Oh, those are my favorite. Yeah.
I think this was the Democrats' plan the whole time. I think so. This has been the plan for a long time. They knew Joe was crazy.
Yeah.
Are you ready for President Obama part two?
No, and let me ask you a question. Do you think that if they're going to put Michelle Obama up front, do you think she's going to debate Trump?
No. She won't have to.
Yeah, she won't have to.
Yeah, why would she?
Yeah.
I mean, I would because she'd want to.
I don't think Trump
speaks as much as she can.
Like I said before, I don't think Trump wants to debate anybody because he already came out on top of the first one.
Yeah, I don't see him doing another one. I don't see why she would because she's resting on people knowing a little bit about her, and all they know is she seems nice. She went to Harvard and she was married to a president.
How mad is Hillary Clinton if Michelle Obama?
Oh, yeah.
There's like a huge group of never Trumpers that are going to, doesn't matter who you put in there.
Right,
they won't vote for Trump no matter what.
Well, you know who they're probably not going to vote for? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Said that he was going to make Aaron Rodgers his vice president. He said that worms ate his brain and now reportedly ate a dog during a trip to Korea in 2010.
Everybody eats dog in Korea.
And there's a picture of him posing with a skeleton, pretending to take a bite out of it. There it is on Bo TV.
Boy.
Now, in his defense, he says that that is actually a goat.
Yeah.
It's not a dog. And I'm no expert. But it looks more like a goat than it does a dog just because of the length
of the... He actually said, it's a goat.
Yeah, because of the length of the legs and all that stuff. And I just think it's hilarious that we're like, oh, if it's a goat, it's fine.
That was my thought yesterday. Like, look, nobody wants to think about eating a dog.
Right.
It just is gross. But in Vietnam and other places where it is totally customary to eat dogs over there.
Right. Same as, we horses. Eat cows, but we don't eat horses. We pick and choose. We eat tuna, but we don't eat dolphins.
Yeah. Right, right. But this guy wants to know why he's got worms in his brain. It might be from eating all that. He says he's eating everything. He said he'd try anything except a human. You know what I mean?
Right.
Look, he's one of those guys.
Yeah, why not?
I don't. It's weird to me. If you put a plate in front of me and it looked and smelled delicious and told me it was dog, I'd have a hard time eating it, and I don't know why.
Oh.
I don't know why. Because
you're so familiar with dogs.
I know, but I love cows. I think cows are the most adorable thing. I'll eat the cow while looking at its mother.
You're not as invested. You know what I mean? You're not around him as much. You don't see him as much in commercials.
Well, I don't want it to be my dog.
No, but I'm not even saying your dog. Just the fact that you've been around dogs, and you know that they've been woven into society as part of a family. You know what I mean? Like cows just aren't. Ugh. You know, cows are adorable and they're super,
but they're
nice and stuff.
But they're food. You're conditioned to believe cows are food.
That's how
you're a kid. Yeah, and you're conditioned to believe dogs are pets.
Right? No. I mean, I'm fully ingrained in it because even a horse, I have no affinity to horses whatsoever. But If you told me it's a horse steak, I'm like, I want to eat a horse steak, but why wouldn't you eat a horse steak if you need a cow steak?
I had a bison burger, and for some reason, my mind was like, I couldn't eat it.
Really?
I was grossed out by it, because in my mind, I was just thinking about bison and something different.
It's funny, I've had bison before, and I really like it, and we were talking about ostrich the other day, but since I watched that Octopus Teacher, I can't eat octopus.
I eat octopus.
I have eaten octopus, and I like octopus.
No, but I'll eat it while watching Octopus Teacher.
It's a mental thing. Like, I couldn't get my head. And my son's like, this is the best goddamn burger ever. This is awesome.
I'll eat fowl. I'll eat duck. Mm-hmm. I'll eat any of that stuff. But I don't want to eat rodents. And I don't want to eat dogs.
I bet rodents are tasty.
Who?
Rodents. I bet
like what
tasty.
Rodent?
I mean, any of them? Any rodent?
I don't know. I just rat or mouse, whatever.
Guinea pigs?
It looks gross. I don't think I would want to eat it.
I don't think there's meat there.
If they fixed it up and did something, you know, I'd be like, if they put it in some sort of stew, you may be like, oh, yeah, go for stew. That's not bad.
I remember the first time I ever tried chicken lizards, or tree chickens. Sorry, chicken lizards.
Iguanas,
yeah.
I've eaten rabbit.
Yeah. We've all had kangaroo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
I did?
Yes. When the tacos, they
you know, as gross as that rattlesnake.
Yeah, that was gross. Mm. Yeah, but the lion was good though.
The lion.
Yeah, they had lion tacos. It was delicious. Yeah,
I think they just made chicken. Yeah, probably.
I think 100%. Didn't that place close down because the guy was just making it up?
Yeah,
no, I don't know why. Kangaroo.
Why they closed? But yeah, they are not open any longer.
I just remembered this. When I was in school, in elementary school, our teacher for Groundhog Day made us groundhog goulash. Yeah, I know it wasn't. Yeah. But why would you even say that to kids?
Why would you tell kids? Because she was like, I got this trauma when I was your age. Here, I want to pass it on to you.
Yeah. You want to see winter? There you go. That's what happened.
I honestly believe that for the same reason that you can eat cows and not dogs is the same reason why Michelle Obama will get elected, is because people are just so conditioned to see her as presidential that they'll just like, oh, yeah, Michelle Obama's the name. Yeah, let's put her in.
Obama, she's been up there, I remember. Yeah, she's there right next to him.
What are some of the first images that pop into your mind when you think of Michelle Obama?
Her standing on stage holding hands with Obama. At the inauguration.
It's already burned into your brain.
Oh, yeah, sure. And you see an American flag behind you. And she's dressed nice and she's 100%. Smart. Yeah.
She loves kids.
I got nothing. I like the woman. I think she was a great first lady. But I can't imagine in a million years she'd beat Trump.
Would you vote for Biden over Michelle Obama?
If it was the two of them?
Yes.
Yes.
I think the age alone, you have to go with that. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Listen to me. I don't want to put somebody in the office that has no experience whatsoever in the office.
But she has
not
experience.
In the office, but
she does not.
Politics.
She's no experience in politics.
Yes, she does.
Where is it?
She worked for like the governor or something in a state. Like she was.
She's held no office and of any caliber in any time of her career.
Neither
she's
did held Trump. No office.
Yeah, but Trump was already an established international billionaire who has dealt with other countries and other leaders for years. He was somebody who has a business background, and the idea of him coming in here and treating this company like it's a business, which is what he did, and had success with it, that was a different story. She has no other experience other than being Barack Obama's wife. I'm not saying she's not intelligent. She's Harvard educated. She's a lawyer. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying she has no experience as anything other than a diplomat.
But I was just about to say, she is diplomatic, and she has her...
So is Chelsea Clinton. I wouldn't vote for her.
No, I'm just saying she's diplomatic, and she has, to her aid, right next to her, is a guy who did the job.
Yes.
And knows what's going on.
So then basically, if that's what we're saying, we're voting for Barack Obama again? I didn't love that.
No, it's going to be terrible. Yeah. I would just love to see like a whole new group of people in there that aren't involved in the same financial businesses over and over again.
I get you. I also hate to point this out, but you think a lot of white people, you don't think there's a group of white people that are like, I don't like having one colored president. I ain't having a colored president.
Sure.
White.
Yeah. But also, I would like to point out that I'm not saying I would vote for Michelle Obama. I'm saying there are definitely a lot of people that would.
Yeah. Look, my wife said it. My wife was like, I hate Trump. And Michelle Obama's an educated lady who's blah, 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 and I would vote for her over Trump. But there's plenty of people out there that would.
The other poll that I saw that did not have Michelle Obama in it, it had Kamala Harris as the number one choice.
Jesus.
Because based on, they had Newsom, Kamala Harris, and what Whitmer from Michigan. Yeah. Kamala Harris was like far ahead of that. She was leading the whole pack, and nobody likes her.
Yeah, no, nobody likes her, but she's vice president.
She's got 4 years of being vice president.
I mean, you want to talk super unlikable. That's,
yeah, she's very unlikable.
But you would vote for Michelle Obama over Kamala Harris?
Oof. Did you see Steve Byrne said congratulations to Kamala Harris, the first Jamaican and woman of Jamaican and Asian descent being voted African American?
Yeah.
It's so funny. It's
but
so
would,
wild.
Would you vote for Michelle Obama over Kamala Harris?
If I had to vote for one or the other?
Yeah, I'd vote for Michelle Obama.
Obama.
For what?
Probably Obama,
What do you mean? For like, what?
What is your reasoning behind that?
Because Kamala Harris is obviously inept. Obviously. She went over to France and did a French accent. And she's she's an embarrassment to the country, right? I think no matter who gets elected between those two, it's going to be the same that we have now. So I'd rather at least... If we're going to have the same as we have now, I'd rather it be Michelle Obama because at least she's respected more.
I literally think it's the same as saying, would you like this dollar or this mystery box?
Yeah.
So Kamala Harris is the dollar and Michelle Obama is the mystery box.
She's out there in the streets. On what Spanish is, she is definitely more respected worldwide than Kamala Harris by a mile.
Yeah. Joe, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Yeah, hey, I'm listening to you guys and great topic, but if the Democrats replace Joe Biden with any of those people you're talking about, Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama, any of those Democrats, you're going to get the exact same thing all over again. Joe Biden part two. They're all reading out of the same liberal book. Yeah.
But I don't think anybody cares about that. I think they're looking for somebody who gives them a peace of mind that they feel like they have somebody who's whole up there. You're right. It's going to be the same. You're going to get the same exact thing you got in the last 3.5 years.
That's it. The sad part is we need a total change. We're going in a terrible direction. We need to really bring this back to the center. I mean, it's terrible that people can't really just get past Trump's personality. Don't even look at his tweets or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, but at
Let
the same
him
time, Joe,
straighten out the country.
I agree
Let
with
him
you.
Straighten it out and bring it back to the center, and then go from there after his presidency, hopefully, and get it back to a neutral position. If you continue to vote Democratic, you're going to go so far to the left, like it is with all the universities and education
and everything
is in a terrible direction.
Thank you, Joe. I got it. But at the same time with Trump, if you could just get past from Trump, well, if Trump could just chill out a little bit, that would have saved them a lot of grief.
But also, I think that's not really a fair thing to say because the entire media circuit beats you over the head with every little thing that Trump does in his personality, unlike any other president we've ever seen before.
I gotta tell you, he's way more asinine than
is he more asinine, or are we just hearing about it way more?
I think he's way more asinine. I think people love it.
Yeah, well, I think people do. Yeah. But I think if you look at all these men that have been presidents, he's no different than the majority of those guys that are in those elite clubs that are all billionaires.
I don't think it's that. I think it's the... you know, when I was president, we had the best water. I think it's that kind of stuff that really makes him look foolish.
But I think also he may be more like that, but we see it a lot.
Sure.
More.
Yeah.
We see it
but
a lot.
But I think
more.
He likes that. I think it's part of what people who support him, they like hearing it. They like him being boastful and him being confident like that.
You had Lyndon Johnson who would go and take a dump and have the door open talking to people, and people would be it's like, you're the president. Yeah. What are you doing?
He's pooping. Yeah,
They're all weirdos.
JFK was banging Marilyn Monroe.
That's not a negative. Ryan, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
How are you, Mike?
What's up, Ryan?
Yeah, buddy. I think definitely we need a change, you know, regardless. I mean, I'm, voting for Trump, but I think that if they did Obama, not like he's going to do it, as a vice president, I think that it would be like it was with the Obama administration, but they would kind of switch roles, but Biden would still be the face of the presidency with Obama.
I don't know that they could do that. I don't know they could do that. First of all, if Biden is president, Obama is vice president, and Biden died, that would put Barack Obama in.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So
yeah, you're right. I did want to say one thing. Carmen, you suck. You're like, you're the worst. You just got miserable. Oh, you just Let me just tell you why. Because you want followers to call in, and I get it. I get it. But every time I answer the phone and say, Mike Kelce Show, it's your name. It's a Bluetooth.
Yeah, I don't think you understand. I'm doing a job, you idiot. How about this? Okay, yep, guess what? You're down. I'm up. I control this. You don't control anything. You're an idiot. So guess what?
I got you, Ryan. I got you.
Go ahead. Guess what?
I'm kidding.
I don't care. But my thing is this. Like, he wants to sit there and complain. Does he not understand that I'm doing a job? My job is not to just sit there and have a conversation with him off air.
No, Carmen, people don't understand. I don't think they get the joke. Like a guy sent me an email the other day and he said, I need to stop telling people that they're unhealthy because I'm unhealthy because I'm fat. I'm like, you don't get the joke, sir. That is the joke. Me telling people that they're fat is the joke when I'm the fattest one. I'm sorry if it was over your head, but you don't get it. That's the problem.
Right. And my thing
people
is...
People don't understand anything.
I'm trying to be quick and efficient. What's your name? What do you want to talk about? And then they're like, you're so rude. And I'm like, I don't think you understand. I'm not...
They think right. you're...
Yeah. How many people you're dealing with, and you know, not everybody. Yeah,
Carmen's not here to be your friend. She's here to get you on the air and move the show along.
And you know what she is? She's an
unsung hero.
We're a little off on that one.
No, yeah. That sounded great.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Hey,
and that's the guy who keeps calling in and is like, put Rob on best of.
He has bad opinions.
Terrible opinions. And also, this is something else. Rob has been off the show for 8 years.
Has he?
Rob quit in 2016.
Carmen remembers the day like it's her birthday.
It's etched on her wall.
Yeah.
Because I went and looked for Best Of, and I saw it, and it said Rob quit in 2016. Yep. That was 8 years ago. The world has changed so drastically in those 8 years. I can't play stuff from back then.
Yeah, that's true.
It could get us canceled.
You know what you could play, though? If you're going to play one thing from Rob, play the part where he quit.
Right.
That's still my favorite thing ever.
And that's the thing. And guess what? I play it every other year because that's the other thing. If I play it once a year.
I'll get mad at you.
Right. And then I play it too much and this and that. I took 5 years off of playing the Ron Bass fight. 5 years.
5 years.
I didn't play it for 5 years because Spanish played it one too many times.
Oh.
Shots fired.
But I took 5 years off and I played it over the cruise and someone still had the audacity. I thought you weren't allowed to play that anymore. Wow. And it's like, it hasn't been played for...
Was it Lois from Family Guy?
No! It was a guy named Ron and he messaged me directly. He was like, I thought you weren't allowed to play that anymore. And I was like, I don't think you understand.
It's 50th year anniversary.
It hasn't been played for 5 years. I thought now that we got past it, he's like, oh, well, I just heard it. I'm like, no, you haven't. People,
everybody thinks it's all about them.
It's really unbelievable. Exactly. They think that I'm making best stuff for them. They think that I'm just here sitting talking to them off air. And I'm like, I'm doing a job.
I would go so far as to say Carmen doing the most work during the show.
Like during the show. During the 6 to 10, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I'm saying it. Yeah. You're fighting with me. We're both saying it.
I'm not fighting with you. I'm agreeing with you. But like that guy, Ryan or whatever he wants to call
him. I like Ryan.
I hate him. I hope he stubs his toe today.
I was on the fence, but when he went to the Rob stuff, I'm like, all right.
He's called. He's called twice about it. Yeah.
I think he meant like during the Rob era.
Pass.
Not Rob necessarily.
Still pass.
I saw this. I think this is pretty interesting because I want you guys' take on it. A poll on conversations found that most of us think other people talk too much, but almost no one thinks that they talk too much.
I'm the opposite. I think that I talk too much.
Do you?
Yes. I think, like, I feel like when people stop me in Publix and they say, hey, I like the show, that after they stop me, they're like, all right, I wish I didn't talk to this guy. I'm like, so what are you guys getting, rice today? You know, like, I am a talker.
How do you feel about people in the room? Who do you think talks too much? Anybody talks too much?
No.
I don't feel like, outside of the radio, I don't talk a lot.
No, that's true. That's true. I don't feel like there's anybody talks too much
yeah.
in this room or Carmen.
Joe talks to me too much.
That might be true. That might be true.
I see you too much.
Joe has the least to say, maybe.
Yeah.
While he's talking.
So we have a unique job where we're working on radio in different hours, and we don't have to deal with a lot of stuff that, you know, if you're working a regular 9-to-5, you have to deal with. But you guys have no idea how torturous it is to be in a room full of people that are on the radio and have to try and get through a meeting or something without the dumb jokes.
Oh, yeah.
And the look at me, and I'm on the radio too. And blah,
just
blah.
Say it, Fisher.
Just shut up. Have them say, here's your new plan for the 401k. And this, this quarter we did this. So we can all go, all right, and have some dirty tacos and go home. But
Fisher is a yuck yuck, man. Fisher's got comments on comments. Oh,
it is brutal, man. Who it else? Is brutal.
It's a couple of guys from like sales are always the yuck yuck
guys. Yeah, they got lines locked and loaded.
Yeah, like hey, maybe I shouldn't be in sales. Maybe I should be on the radio too.
Ugh. Just let the meeting play out.
It is brutal. Mm. It is brutal.
And it only ever happens right at the end, right? When we're just about to wrap it up.
Yeah, just let them wrap it up.
If you're talking in the meeting, you're all reply guy. That's what you are.
Yeah.
You're you're company-wide all reply to the email. Oh, I would like to thank Bob, too. Good luck.
And obvious joke guy. Oh, yeah, 100% look at me.
The only thing that I hate more than that is when you, Calvin, I'll be sitting in the front of the goddamn place, and Gavin will text me something, and it's always hilarious, and I gotta try my best not to laugh in somebody's face.
I wait until it's super serious or something's going on, whatever, and I try and make Spanish laugh in the middle of it.
I do it to John Brennan, except I send him the most not safe for work stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like somebody will be talking, and I'll send them a huge insult about that person talking, and, and I see John go like this, he goes,
yeah.
Straight face and just nod his head.
Love it. Happy Air Conditioning Appreciation Day.
Hey, Supreme Air, we appreciate you.
I got to tell you, I appreciate them every day.
Every day. It's freezing in here.
If there's anything to celebrate.
Yeah, 100%, man. Walk outside for 5 seconds and come back in and appreciate the air conditioning.
Last night, I enjoyed the rain for a couple of minutes. Watch, because we really
needed
the
rain. Of course you did. Really
needed the rain.
Where did the birds go?
But then after the rain, all my windows immediately fogged up.
Yeah.
It was so gross outside afterwards. Yeah, thank you, Superheat and Air. We appreciate you.
So it's two different days. Today's Air Conditioning Appreciation Day, but it's also American Redneck Day.
Yeah.
Right. So if you would if you would like to celebrate both, you can go on YouTube and learn how to turn an old ice cooler into a hillbilly air conditioner.
See that?
Okay.
See that?
Right. Put a fan in the ice and the PVC tube and do that whole thing. No, just buy an air conditioner.
That's great.
Figure it out. A bomb squad in China detonated an old grenade found in a 90-year-old woman's home. It was from World War II, and it had a wooden handle on it. That's how old it was. Oh, turns out she had no idea what it was and had been using it as a hammer for 20 years.
What?
Click, click.
My God.
Huh? 20 years she's been using it as a hammer.
They make good stuff. Yeah. Whoever made that grenade, they make good stuff.
No, they don't, because it didn't explode.
They didn't pull the pin.
I guess. All right. A couple's wedding invitation is all over social media because it's a non-invite. What they did was they sent out an announcement to let people know that they were having a private ceremony and that they're not invited. It said to join them in spirit, which was funny because they actually spelled spirit wrong. People are calling it tacky and totally a gift grab. Like, hey, you're not invited, but buy us a blender or a toaster or something, whatever.
Well, can I tell you something about that? My wife sent out graduation announcements for Joey.
Yeah.
And I was like, that seems like a, hey, send me a gift thing. You know what I mean? And I'm like, but then I realized we got them from all his friends and everybody does it. But that just seems to me like, hey, reminder, he graduated, give him a gift. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't know. I just thought that's kind of awkward.
Yeah, but you had a party. That's you invite people, and that's how it works.
No, we did that too for my son. And
right.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just
seems
weird.
A lot of people
send
him money.
Yeah,
like people send my son money too, and I'm like, but I feel like we asked for it now.
That goes back. I remember when I graduated high school, the same thing.
Because the difference is they're not even having a wedding. They're just getting married.
No,
they're
these people are terrible people.
Yeah. So their wedding is in 2025, and experts say that intimate weddings could be a new trend over the next few years where people are trying to rein in their spending. They do that and then just expect you to send them a gift or money or something.
That's smart. I mean, it's a waste of money for a big wedding.
By the way, there's their invitation. Well, non-invitation with a spirit spelled wrong.
Spurt.
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 Be there in spurt. The latest social media trend is sad fishing.
Yeah, baby.
You guys may want to talk about this.
Join us on
Weirdos.
Saturday.
It's igniting plenty of conversations as users become increasingly drawn to attention seekers. The habit of sad fishing is pretty obvious. It's defined as the tendency of social media users to publish exaggerations of their personality to generate sympathy. So it's like, sure, I'm having a bad day.
Yeah.
Today,
you know? Can't be like this every day.
Let me ask why. Oh, why is it? Your husband's coming to work to have lunch with you. Why are you sad?
Yeah, that's awful.
Sad fishing is what they're calling that. That's pretty good. You're just sad fishing, you weirdo.
But I mean, doesn't that bug you when you see it on Facebook or something when it's just like.
It's like cryptic?
It's like. Obvious cryptic, can't rain every day.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And like, just when I thought I was ahead, I fall behind. Well, yeah, welcome to life. Yeah.
Listen, if, somebody here has a problem or something, how's it going? Not great, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we're going to listen because we're friends and we know each other and stuff. But
who's the only one in here to say not great?
Spanish. Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, somebody that you see at work and you give the head nod, or if you're like, how you doing? And they're like, not great. That's not. Whoa! I didn't really mean. How are you doing?
It's rhetorical.
That's just a thing. This I could have said. What's up? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's better.
By the way, people that don't respond to you when you're nice to them or greet them blows my mind. And by the way, you're not getting away with it. There is a lady who was looking directly at me, looking right in my eyes, and I go, "How's it going?" And she just stared at me, and I go, "Awesome. Good to hear. See you later."
Well, like, if you hold the door for somebody they don't say something and they don't, like, acknowledge you, even if, like, you don't have to say thank you. You could just, like, look at me and head nod, something, just some type of acknowledgement. If you don't do that, you are an awful person.
I feel like I have to reiterate this, is whenever I am out running and I wave to you, and especially women, I am not waving to you for my benefit. I'm letting you know I'm not there to murder you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to let you know I'm friendly. Here's a little wave. And you don't acknowledge it?
Yeah.
Guess what? I want to murder you. I want to drag you into the woods deeper and stab, stab, stab. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. Like, how hard is that to just be like, hey. You know,
it's like the clerks that don't say, here's your change or thank you.
About the whole interaction I had at Wendy's one time. The girl didn't say a word to me.
Didn't say one word.
Okay. And I just went, all right.
I don't like when I say thank you and they don't acknowledge you. Yeah. Like when I go, all right, thank you. And they don't say anything. I go, that's weird. Yeah. I have this cute little Asian man that lives next door. He's got to be like in his late 70s. And he does a weird wave. He does like, he doesn't wave like, he doesn't wave like, he waves like this, like not like killer, no, like more like a
like he's palming a
like
ball,
like he's paddling something.
Okay,
so now I find that when I see him, I paddle first.
Yeah,
like I wave like him.
Right. Dude, maybe he's trying to give you it's like a high five. You know what I mean?
Maybe
like,
in the air. Yeah.
I feel like he's a bear in a park.
Yeah, he might be pawing at me.
throw me some bread.
My wife's always like, "Are you waving like him?" I go, "I think I am.
Yeah,
I think I've adopted it."
That what you do? Yeah.
Anybody excited about this? Sorry, Gio, I don't want to make you hungry. I know we talk about food a lot and stuff. By the way, have you tried the Little Caesars, the Crazy Puffs? Have you tried them yet?
No, not yet. The little pizza cupcakes.
Yeah, right?
I want to so bad.
Well, maybe stop in for some of those. While you're at Little Caesars, you can try Pineapple Pepsi is back.
What?
What's Pineapple Pepsi?
Well, see if you can figure it out.
Sounds like
Pineapple Pepsi is back at Little Caesars for a limited time.
Let's break this one down.
Pineapple Pepsi is a new boat. No, it's Pepsi that has pineapple flavor.
Yeah, it didn't sound like that. The two things that would go together.
That doesn't sound bad.
Oh, my God. It doesn't sound. It doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound good.
Mm.
It sounds like a little sweeter lemon.
Yeah. Listen, right. If you want to do something Pepsi, bring back clear Pepsi.
You want to do something Pepsi, bring back Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
D- did you ever see the guy that opened the clear Pepsi? Because it was from the '90s, whatever. Yeah. Drank the puke everywhere. Yeah. Pepsi or Coke. Sometimes when you have a Pepsi, you're like, all right. You know,
happened in a while.
Really? Choice of a new generation.
Yeah.
Not this generation.
Yeah. No.
My wife will avoid restaurants that have Pepsi. She didn't like First Watch. Why don't you like First Watch? Because they have Pepsi. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things. Like, by the way, I just made that up. I don't know what. It's just like I find out she doesn't like this Mexican restaurant. Well, we used to go there all the time. They have Pepsi.
Listen, first off, how are you a Mexican restaurant? You don't have the Mexican Cokes, bottle.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you're a Mexican restaurant, you have to have that.
Yeah.
Pepsi killed Michael Jackson.
Oh,
sure. Well, it set him on fire.
Yeah, but that's when he started with the painkillers, and then it was all downhill from there.
Guess what? Pepsi rid the world of a pedophile.
Wow. Oh,
Alleged pedophile.
Listen, he had a lot of hits, but he still...
He did have a lot of
hits. I mean, he had enough hits to molest children.
No. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw the most disturbing video I've ever seen, and I wish I could have captured it. It was a reel, somebody else's reel on Instagram from the Game Show Network. Has anybody seen this? I don't recognize the guy. He was a host, and on the show was kids... And then, like, an adult, like their parent or something, and he'd get really close to the kid and he'd go, how are you doing today? And then, can I get a little hug and a kiss? And most of the kids would be like,
oh,
no.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, I can't get a little kiss? And they'd be like, no. And then he'd sneak in and he'd kiss them anyway, boys and girls. And it was just so weird. I mean, it was like an example of five or six different ones where he was like, can I get a kiss? And the kid's like, no. And they're like, you shy? And he's like, yeah, well, let me get one anyway. And he'd lead in the kid. It was awful to watch.
Yeah, I did see that.
It was really awful to watch.
Oh. It was weird.
Yeah.
That is vile.
Are you sick of her yet? 15 minutes up. Hawk to a girl. She is getting offered $600 to spit in a jar. She finally did an interview. They got her to do an interview. So she says that she deleted her social media about 6 months before any of this happened. She said for personal reasons. So it was way before she became famous as the Hawk to a girl. Also, she is not a school teacher. She was never a school teacher. She didn't get fired or anything from that.
In a factory that makes springs.
Yeah. She was in the spring factory, and she's about as annoying as you would think she would be.
Yeah,
she's real southern and real, and she's she's okay cute. She's not hot.
No.
Yeah.
Now that you see her, you're like,
Let's not start hating her. She didn't do anything. It isn't her fault.
But she definitely has the media machine behind her, because the girl was asking her about social media, and she goes, yeah, I think that's we're going to bring that back.
She has a team now, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, she talked about, like, she was going to either move to L.A. or New York.
Strike while the iron's hot. Who knows? Yeah. She gets a Netflix special. Who knows? You know what I mean? Like, you never know what's going to happen with that. She said that the guy that... did the interview has been super nice to her, with helping her and, like, giving her money that he got, you know, like splitting stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but there are a lot of people that are out there, you know, doing Hawk Tua stuff that no association with
her. I went fishing this weekend. The guy on the boat was wearing a Hawk Tua 24 hat.
Really? Already busting it out.
But my thing is, like, you were so anxious to get that hat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's so dumb.
Yeah, it was like a moment in history.
You saw that hat and went, oh,
That's
awesome. Everyone's going to think it's so funny.
I'm the first one to get the hat. You know?
That's the same guy that wears the visor with the hair built into it. Yeah. And they get WC.
Although, I got to be honest with you, my forehead's so big. When the first time I put one of those on, I felt nice.
Yeah.
I found a picture of me yesterday in my phone with a filter on that makes me look bald. And I am not a good looking bald guy.
Really?
It's hard to believe.
I have bad news for you. By the way, that filter is called the camera.
Wait a second.
Hart had to call off their upcoming tour because Ann Wilson had something cancerous removed. She didn't get into specifics, but she did say in a statement that she has to undergo preventative chemotherapy and has to take the rest of the year off.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Good news on the cancer front. You see this, Joe?
What?
Steve Miller, cancer free.
Very nice.
I didn't see it. Yeah. Congratulations, Steve.
I love you, Steve.
Yeah. He said the doctor saw no sign of cancer.
Hell yeah.
Good. And then he went out drinking.
Yeah. Well, no. Right. Hell yeah.
Been better.
Why not? Got to celebrate.
Finally in news, obviously, 4th of July tomorrow, a lot of hot dogs. People are going to have hot dogs. Cameron, getting a hot dog?
Yeah.
If you could only put one condiment on your hot dog tomorrow, which would it be? Ketchup, mustard, something else? What would you have?
Mustard.
Only one. Barbecue sauce you're going with? Mustard. I would go mustard as well.
Yeah.
Mustard.
Definitely mustard.
Poll looked at the most popular hot dog toppings in different states and different answers. Number one overall is mustard. That's number one.
I feel
one.
Like Spanish says things to make me hate him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I think you just hate me.
No, it'll be barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce is delicious.
Can I tell you something? If you like barbecue sauce, there used to be this place that had hamburgers and hot dogs, and I used to get a dude burger, they called it, and it was a hamburger with, I forget what, maybe white American cheese, whatever, barbecue sauce and onions. Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah, barbecue sauce is good.
Yeah, it was really good.
I like a little Sweet Baby Ray's.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. I like a little sweet.
So number one overall is mustard. 73% of Americans like mustard on hot dogs. Ketchup is next at 62%. Then onions, relish, and chili. All got at least 50%.
I forgot about chili.
Oh, chili dogs, man.
I forgot about chili.
I don't like a chili dog.
Really? I like
too much.
I like a chili dog with mustard on it and cheese, onions.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Coney Island way.
Yeah, you hide the mustard under the chili.
Right. Ooh. Yeah. The mustard has a little bit of the chili. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gio is not fatter. Just
burger guy.
I feel like it's un-American that you don't like chili dogs.
I don't. Yeah. It's too busy. There's too much going on. I like a mustard and sauerkraut. That's it.
That's
no relish.
Very good.
That's a New York dog.
Yeah, I like a
sauerkraut.
Mustard and onions.
Mm-hmm. Might as well be
relish.
I like some onions too.
Mustard and onions.
Onions on everything, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. I love onions on everything. It's so good.
I agree with that.
So mustard was the top condiment in 14 states. Ketchup was in 12. Relish in 10. Onions in 8. And chili in 6. Some more stats for you on hot dogs because you can't get enough. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Breaking news.
Go ahead. Break in.
Love Tiger.
Hey, guys.
Where are you?
I'm in the hospital again.
Yay. Well, I mean, I'm glad that you went. How did you get there?
I would like to thank Sean from Polished Pools and Patios for bringing me to the hospital yesterday.
The pool guy took you to the hospital?
Yes, sir.
And what did he do? Just drop you off at the front door?
Yes. And then they took care of me from there.
What did you walk in and what did they say to you?
Sean just told them what was wrong with my foot. And I just gave him my social security number and boom.
Oh yeah, they had all your info in there because you'd been there before. So what did they say is wrong with your leg?
It's just not healing right. It's what you said the other day about what your doctor said.
The pressure in the vac?
Bacterial infection?
Yes.
All of these things. Yeah. So, okay, good. Well, good. I'm very proud of you that you're getting the treatment. Did you have to tell Mama Tiger that you were going, or you just disappeared?
Yeah, I told my family I was going, yes.
Okay, so you say you call her at work and tell her, or she comes home and you say
I just told my brothers that I was going to the hospital.
And they were like, okay, see ya?
No, I just told them I was going to the hospital.
Okay. All right. Don't get mad at me. I'm just figuring out how this works.
Love Tiger sounds so much more upbeat, like he just checked into a resort hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, he loves it there. Think about it.
Yeah.
That's got to be so nice. It's super clean. Hot, no right? Black mold. They take care of him.
Little hot nurses walking around.
Yeah. They feed him.
Yeah.
Feed him. He has a phone.
Yeah.
And speaking of what, you should see how the pool is coming along.
Man, it's all you care about is that pool. You're dying. You're in the hospital dying with a leg wound, and all you care about is that pool.
Well, the pool is looking much better than it was a few days ago.
I will tell you that I saw on the Bone fan page yesterday, there's some pool fighting going on. There's one guy, he's like, I'd have cleaned that pool in a day. I would have had it all cleaned out in a day.
Yes,
these
I
other guys don't
that.
Know what they're doing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, I have a feeling now there's a race to get your pool cleaned.
Yes. And I appreciate it very much, too.
Would you not say I'm your best parent?
You're the best radio parent, yeah.
I mean, but I'm care for you more than your own mother. I'm the one that sent you to the hospital.
That's true.
And without me, you wouldn't have the guy to take you to the hospital.
Right.
From now on, you call me daddy.
Okay. At least I won't call you the other name like Medicine Man does.
Oh, you call me Daddy Fat Ass.
I would never call you that.
You call me Daddy Fat Ass, I'll be very upset.
No, I wouldn't dare call you that.
Thank you. All right, so listen to me. What's the plan in the hospital? How long are you there, you think?
Hopefully I'll be out of here by Monday.
Yeah, a nice 4th of July weekend in the hospital.
Glad you guys are going on Best Of starting tomorrow.
No? Are we, Carmen?
Yes.
And Friday, too?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And then you're live on next week, and then the week after you're on vacation again.
This guy knows.
He knows.
He's got it down, man. He's got it. So I figured by then the pool should be open. When we're on vacation, I'm going to come by and swim in the pool.
Hopefully the pool will be done by then, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Well, look, I'm so glad that you went to the hospital. I was very concerned with your health. I did not think this was going to end good.
Well, what you said the other day in Facebook changed my mind.
Good. I'm glad.
Hopefully I'll have better feet.
Listen, as long as you have your feet, that's the main thing.
Right.
Love Tiger, you think you're going to have a hot dog for 4th of July or just eat your foot?
I don't know what I'm going to have for 4th of July.
All right.
What do you got? You got any? Who are you in a private room or you got other people around you?
I have my own room.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's room 2290.
They don't want to put anybody.
Original.
Oh, there you go.
Wait, what is it? What hospital?
2290 Spring Hill Regional Hospital.
Springfield Regional Hospital, no, room 2290.
Spring Hill.
Spring Hill Regional Hospital, room 2290. Yeah.
Stop on by.
Yeah. Love Tiger, listen, this is like, you know, way down the line, but let's say you lose one of your feet. Have you thought about what do you want to get in its place?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
Like a
blade foot or like a regular foot?
Yeah, his blade's too much for him.
You think blade's too much?
Yeah, he needs a stump.
I mean, he could maybe defend himself finally against his brothers.
No, he just goes like Lieutenant Dan style in that wheelchair.
Yeah, just have the brother, the other Tigers pick him up
just
and move
carry
around. Now, are the other Tigers home alone for the holiday weekend, or they have big plans?
I don't know what their plans are.
Yeah. You guys don't seem like you communicate a lot. Like, I haven't lived with my brother for 20 years. I know what he's doing this weekend.
They do their own thing. I do my thing.
Yeah, you guys aren't tight, are you?
Not as tight as we should be.
Question. Are the other Tigers tight together?
There are no other Tigers. I'm the only one.
There's Bobby Tiger and Ryan Tiger. Now, are they buddies?
They do their own thing.
I know, but I'm asking you a question. Are they tight? Are they tight together?
We all do our separate things.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
Oh, they got to be very jealous of Love Tiger because he's got a nice bed.
Yeah. Right.
He's got working toilet. Mm-hmm. He's got, you know, food.
Yeah. You don't have to go to the CVS now and you got to make a dookie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hospital life's the way to go.
By the way, Love Tiger, that was a question I had the other day. Of all your travels to go to the bathroom at CVS, you never thought about getting some ointment for that gross-ass leg?
I've been putting on ointment, but it hasn't done anything.
What ointment?
Oil of Olay.
Yeah.
No, I put that triple-biotic stuff on it.
Look, a couple of shots will clear you up. They'll give you a couple of shots in the hospital, and that should probably clear up your infection, maybe an IV drip or something.
Yeah, I'm on IV right now,
Are you on any painkillers right now?
No. I don't have any pain.
Is it okay with you if I put the picture of your leg up on Instagram so people know what we're talking about?
If it doesn't get you in trouble, yes.
I'm not going to get me in trouble. I'm asking you if it's okay. It's your leg out of respect for you.
Right.
Okay. All right.
What is the what's the toenail situation?
The toenails are fine. They're not growing as much as they should be.
Are you, not that you're cutting them, they're just not growing as fast.
They're not super long as they were a long time ago.
Right. All right. Well, listen, I'm glad you're in the hospital, room 2290.
Any hot nurses there? You're kind of maybe a little relationship over the weekend.
There hasn't been any hot nurses here, no.
Let them know you're Love Tiger.
Yeah.
I just want to get healthy. That's all I want.
All right, well, I'll make sure I stay in touch with you over the weekend and check on you.
Okay.
All right, well, good job, Tiger. Glad you're in the hospital.
Okay. Roar, right. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Roar!
Good luck with the rest of your pack.
That's his new sign-off. Roar, yeah. I'm out
of
here.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
He sounds so upbeat and like just loving it.
Yeah. He's on vacation. Yeah. That is the greatest thing. Could you imagine being in cesspool and black mold?
No toilet.
Two angry tigers and everything else. And now you're in a hospital that's the cleanest place.
Yeah.
Hospitals are the cleanest place. They're taking care of you. They're feeding you. You have running water, all the different stuff. You have your own room.
Good
Nobody
for him.
Bothering you. You have a phone line.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the greatest thing that's ever happened to him.
Stay with me for 1 second.
All inclusive.
Can I read to you the list of cognitive and behavioral effects on the brain from being around black mold and tell me?
Oh, I'm sure.
You ready for this?
Makes you think you're a tiger.
Memory, difficulty with short-term memory, concentration, trouble focusing, attention span, shortened attention span, mood, increased irritability, mood swings, anxiety and depression, sleep, difficulty sleeping, headaches, triggering or worsening headaches and migraines. This sounds like every tiger in that house.
He could barely speak when he was at the house.
That's what I'm saying.
Remember long delays?
Right. Yeah.
Like, he couldn't even speak to us hardly. Now he's upbeat, having a good time, got a great weekend planned.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to our Instagram, at the Mike Calta Show, I have put the picture of Love Tiger's leg up there, the one that alarmed me so bad that I had to send him a nice email convincing him that he needs to go to the hospital. So I'm glad he's there.
Like that photo that Joe has on Bone TV, that looks like that is about to explode.
That's what I
baby
put on,
spiders are
that's what
just
I put on Instagram.
Running out of it.
You just take that at the knee. Just take it off.
Yeah.
That's what I thought the next move was going to be, to have to take his leg off. So if you want to know why I'm always busting Love Tiger's balls and all that stuff, because somebody needs to convince him. His mother would have never told him to go to the hospital.
No.
And he needed to go to the hospital. And thanks to the pool guy for taking him to the hospital.
Yeah, for
sure. Unbelievable.
I had some more.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I had some more hot dog stuff, but I don't feel right talking about hot dogs after looking at that leg. So happy 4th of July, everybody.
I want to thank the folks at Storigami. That's right, Storigami. Storigami.
Hey, I like a clever name.
They make these collapsible, lightweight, durable shelves for organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I was mentioning how our green room is getting out of hand and things are getting a little crazy over there. And they said, hey, we want to send some Storigami shelves over there. And they brought them in yesterday. And yes, I didn't get to meet them. I was recording commercials in here. But Spanish had them come in and set it up right out there. They're right outside the door.
Yeah, I saw them on the way in. Looks nice.
I think that's going to add a whole new level of class to our green room.
I agree.
Once we may have to buy a couple more from them because we got more stuff. But Storigami, and they are on McMullen Booth Road, I believe. Is that what that said? Yeah, in Clearwater. You can go to storigami.godaddysites.com if you're interested. But I will put pictures up once we get it all taken care of.
It was like magic. They walked in and they set those shelves up in, I don't know, 30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah. And they collapse to like 2 inches.
Yeah.
Less than that.
And yet they're still really durable. Yeah.
He opened it up. He swung the thing around, locked the bolt in, and was there. Yeah. That was it.
Well, they're awesome and they look very cool. So thank you, Storigami. What else? There was something else I wanted to tell you. I don't remember. What is today, Galvin? Today is National Air Conditioning Appreciation Day.
Air Conditioning Appreciation Day,
I'm telling you. Depends on what you enjoy more. I want to thank my friends at Superheat and Air for always keeping us nice and cool in here. And if you are not getting the proper AC in your home that you need, and it's because of, I don't know, maybe it's because you don't feel like paying for a new unit right now, well, you can get a new unit and you don't have to pay any payments or interest for 18 months at Superheat and Air. They'll put that new unit in today and get your place as cool as it is in this room. And no interest, no payments for 18 months. They handle all your heating, all your cooling, and all your air quality. If you need your air ducts repaired or humidifier or dehumidifier installed, they do all of that. And you can find them online at superheatandair.com. You can give them a call at 813-336-2337. That's 813-336-2337 or superheatandair.com. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your emergency call. So if you have a unit and that unit goes down, you can call them in the afternoon at 3 o'clock in the morning on the holidays or in the rain. It's terrible that I had to have a guy come out here and work outside in the rain, but they do it. They go up in your attic, they get everything done, and they are great for customer service. It's superheatandair.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Mike Calta Show. It's Wednesday, which means Galvin has a brand new open letter. We'll take a break and come back and get right into that. We'll talk to Cody Tucker at 8:30. Usually he's on Thursdays, but today he's going to join us because we're off tomorrow. And we got tickets to give away to see Bert this weekend at the Mahaffey Theater. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah & Farrah Personal Injury Attorneys Traffic Center.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.